Hello everyone, this is Amin Parker. And in this voice recording, I want to talk about Nintendo, my favorite company on the planet. And I'm sure they are a lot of people's favorite company in this world. However, things may be looking not so rosy when it comes to Nintendo. You see, Nintendo has dominated the video game industry all generation. PlayStation cannot beat them this generation. And Xbox can't even keep up with PlayStation or Nintendo. But you see, what is happening over the landscape of gaming is going to be kind of difficult for all three companies. But this voice recording is about Nintendo. Microsoft wants to release a hybrid console just like the Nintendo Switch. You see, Nintendo is no longer making home consoles. One could argue that Microsoft and Sony has butted Nintendo out of that part of the market, because both Microsoft and Sony releasing super powerful consoles isn't really going to hurt them, especially if those consoles flop, because Microsoft and Sony has other type of businesses they can, you know, focus on to make money. But Nintendo, pretty much for the most part, only does gaming. So if they put all their apples in a super powerful console and it doesn't do well, it is going to hurt Nintendo more. Which is why Nintendo jumped out of the home console market to focus primarily on the handheld market, but they revolutionized the handheld market. And they created the hybrid portable market. So what happens if Microsoft and Sony jumps in that market to release super powerful hybrid handhelds? It will be very costly for Nintendo at that point as well to compete with them. And it could potentially butt Nintendo out of that market. And if Nintendo has been butted out of home console and portable market, where will that leave the Big N? See, this is the question that's not being asked. This is what we have to worry about, Nintendo fans. How is Nintendo going to maintain being a part of the competition? How will they do this? They may have to create a whole entire brand new market once again, but how would that look? How would it look if it's not a home console or hybrid? This is the dilemma of having Microsoft and Sony jump into the hybrid portable market. But I knew this was going to happen because they usually copy off Nintendo at some point. So it's just common knowledge that both of those companies will begin to create their own hybrid. And then at some point, the whole entire industry will be hybrid consoles. But what comes after the hybrid console? Nintendo is going to have to innovate all over again. I don't like VR. I don't know if that's the next logical step that Nintendo will take to differentiate themselves, but it's very likely. Like I said, I don't like VR. So Nintendo will definitely have to, you know, revolutionize the VR sector some way, somehow. You know, I think it would just probably have to be a hybrid of all three types of devices. Maybe Nintendo will still use the docking system for the television, while the system would be portable as well. like the Switch currently is, but then it can also be VR. So I don't know how this is going to be. I hope Nintendo could, you know, revolutionize another market for themselves so that they can continue to dominate as a first party hardware manufacturer. But yeah, Nintendo fans, it's looking kind of dark in the future if Microsoft and Sony jumps full force all the way in when it comes to hybrid portable systems. You know those systems are going to be super, super powerful. I don't know, guys. I just hope everything works out right for Nintendo. Well, this is Amin Parker. That's all I got for now. Until next time, peace.